My mom is marrying your dad? They barely even know each other.
You said it was love at first sight.
This is a nightmare.
No kidding. They're on their way to a ski resort right now. I'm supposed to be staying at my friend's house.
Ugh, she's not picking up.
Neither is my dad. Ugh, it's so hot. Yikes, what happened to this garden?
Do you know the kind of upkeep a garden like this takes?
Balance, Chloe. Balance.
Ray, you know where to find them?
I don't know.
Think!
Well, he has a favorite spot.
Here, take this card, call us a car, and wait for me in front.
I like the way you think, Zug. Chloe.
You really think your mom's gonna marry that guy?
She married my dad less than a week after they met. I wouldn't put it past her.
But you want to go racing up there with Ray Sunshine?
If I don't, my mom's going to ruin all of our lives. Again. But I have to do something about this heat wave.
You go with Ray. I'll go head down to the office and see what I can do with the equipment.
You?
I hoped you train Nate a little. I may not have the powers, but I might be able to track what's going on and help plan for when you get back.
Stay cool.
Daddy, it's me. You don't have to say anything if Laurel's right next to you.
Got it.
It worked. Zoo Girl's coming with me. We'll be there soon.
Perfect. You know what to do?
Always.
Love you.
Love you too. I can't wait. Gotta go. Chloe, car's here!
Coming!
Nate, balance.
Balance.
Off we go to stop a wedding.
Don't you just love the mountains? The clean, fresh air, especially after all that oppressive heat.
I should tell you something. I've never been skiing before, Duncan.
Oh, that's all right. Truth is, I didn't really bring you here to ski.
You didn't?
Laurel.
I knew you were special from the moment I set eyes on you. And I know you felt that connection, too.
I did. You came into my life at a time when I really needed someone. It's like you somehow sensed that. Losing my mother.
She was a great woman.
How did you know her again?
Mostly by reputation.
My daughter, what she was going through.
This is a difficult time for Chloe. I can see that. But I can help. I can take the burden off of both of you.
How?
Laura Lovejoy. I know I've only known you for a short time, but I feel as if I know all about you and your family. I want it to be my family, too. Will you marry me tonight, right here on the mountain?
How much longer until we get there?
Another half hour or so, weather permitting.
What's that supposed to mean?
Means the weather seems to change every 5 minutes these days.
My dad is Duncan Sunshine, and he says that...
That's your dad? I love that guy. He's wrong all the time, but still.
Can we not talk, Ismail?
Fine. I just feel like we're old friends by now.
You two know each other?
Yeah, me and Chloe go way back. I picked her up at the airport. Then I took her back to the airport the night of the blizzard, and then the beach during the hailstorm, and before the funeral.
Okay, done talking.
You got it, Chloe.
Random.
You know what's random? Your dad asking my mom to marry him.
That's not all. He wants us all to move in together, to be like a big happy...
Ah! Whoa!
Sorry. It's windy up here in the mountains.
Balance, Chloe. Balance.
What did you say?
Nothing.
There's got to be a way to shift some of this heat somewhere else. It's all about balance, right? One of these machines must... The elevator. Someone's coming. Whoever you are, I'm ready for you. A cat? Oh, a lot of cats. minutes. And hey there, Oscar the Opossum. What are you doing here? I don't have any milk, or... Why do I get the sense you want me to follow you? Okay, let me grab my skateboard.
Here we are. Good luck stopping the wedding, girls.
You're not supposed to listen to our conversation.
Kinda hard not to. Listen, Chloe, breathe, okay? Your grandmother would tell you to breathe.
My grandmother?
Can we go now?
Yes.
Until next time, Chloe Lovejoy.
Right, I have your card.
Let's go find them. This is where we split up.
Well, why? We should stay together. We're supposed to be a team, right?
Felix is my team. You and I have a common goal. That's all. So let's split up, and whoever finds them will text the other.
I'm supposed to be with you, though.
Okay, now you're being weird.
I'm weird? You're like the queen of weird. Actually, your grandma was the queen, but you're definitely the princess. I mean, look at all those deer just staring at you from the woods.
I'm walking away now. Don't follow me.
You can't! Not until you—
Not until what?
Not until I'm done with you.
Tell you what, I'll make that happen right now.
Servidae venia. Servidae venia.
What is that? Venia. What are you doing?
Watch out for the deer! They could really
Wait.
Get in your way!
Hey, what are those deer doing?
See you around, Ray!
Stop! Get away from me, Bambi! Chloe! Come back!
I scouted out this spot myself. It's the most private location in the whole resort. And we can see the top of the mountain from here.
It's very beautiful. Duncan, we need to talk.
Of course, Laurel. But first, let me say how beautiful you look in the moonlight. Like a vision of nature herself.
Thank you, but...
I couldn't be more excited to make you my wife. My forecast calls for happiness on the horizon.
Please, this is all just moving too fast. I did this once before. I married Chloe's dad when I was young, and it all seemed like an adventure. It didn't work out.
I promise this time, everything is going to go as planned.
It just feels wrong to be doing this without Chloe. We had that terrible fight, and I feel awful about it. I've made her life a lot more difficult than it needed to be. She's a good kid, and I want to do better for her.
Chloe will be fine. I'm here to help her. I know she's had a tough ride since your mother passed, but I have been preparing for this my entire life.
Excuse me, will this chairlift give me a good view of the resort?
Yes, but you can't get on without skis.
Incendio, incendio, incendio. Whatever.
Why am I suddenly standing in a puddle?
I'm getting on.
Not without me, you're not.
I told you to leave me alone.
I know what you told me, Zoo Girl. Stupid deer thought they could keep me away.
Great, now I'm trapped on here with you.
I wonder what's taking the justice of the peace so long.
You're not listening to me, Duncan. You're a lovely man and a wonderful meteorologist. But I want to wait before we take a step like this.
I don't believe in waiting, Laurel. I've been waiting my whole life. When you study nature like I have, you see how time is fleeting, how the world is unpredictable, unless you mold it the way you want it to be.
I don't know what that means.
You will.
All I know is that I want to be a better mother for Chloe. She needs me to be better. And better starts with taking a breath before I do something crazy.
Give me your hand.
Duncan.
Please, just give me your hand.
Wait, what is that in your bag? Is that Chloe's book? The Book of Nature? Why do you have it?
So, what's the deal with that key around your neck? Does it open something?
None of your business.
Can I see it?
No, you can't see it.
What's the big deal?
It belonged to my grandmother. And if you say one word about her, I push you off the chairlift.
You're so hostile. No wonder you...
There they are. I see them down there over by the woods.
Yes, that's them. It looks like it's happening. They're really getting married.
What's wrong with her?
We have to stop them.
Yes, we do.
But how? How are we going to stop a wedding from all the way up here?
Gosh, she's so selfish. She doesn't care about me or Grandma. I hate her.
What is that? Avalanche?
No, I didn't mean to.
Ooh, avalanche!
We need to get to the lodge, Duncan.
Wait, Laura.
Wait? We can't wait. There's about to be an avalanche. Why are you squeezing my hand like that?
Oh, I want to remember you. Just like this.
What are you talking about? We have to go. Fast.
Yes, and the fastest way is on skis.
We don't have skis.
Actually, I do. I left them here by this tree. Just in case.
You brought us skis?
Not us.
Wait. You're already wearing ski boots. How did you... The avalanche. I see it.
I'm sorry, Laura, but I didn't cause this. Your daughter did.
What?
I told you Chloe is special. She's Mother Nature, Laurel, just like her grandmother before her.
Mother Nature? What are you talking about? Duncan, where are you going? Duncan!
Ah!